This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
BJ and Jamie.
Beautiful! Yeah! You know, I love this song.
Do you?
I love Benson Boone. I love that jumpsuit he wears. I need one.
Because this song I'm kind of over with.
Are you?
Yeah, there's so many other great ones now.
Look, if I have to sit and listen to the entire song, yeah, I'm with you. I'm kind of over it. But man, there are videos out there on the internet where it really fits. And it really syncs up well. You know what I mean?
Not really.
Well, then I'm not sick of it when I hear it like that because it's like, wow, that fits perfect. That's cool, right? But as far as the song goes, yeah, over it.
There's just a lot. He's got a new album out. But anyway, it's pretty exciting. He has a new album out, and like I said earlier, I'm just happy he wasn't a one-hit wonder because I was like, uh-oh. But man, his new stuff is fantastic. He's going to be at Ball Arena Saturday, September 22nd, and there's a pre-sale that goes on Thursday at Ticketmaster.com, so don't forget about that. Or right now, you can have a chance to win a pair of tickets. All you have to do is text the code word Benson to 30322 Alice. Again, text the code word Benson, B-E-N-S-O-N, to 30322 Alice. Good luck.
That's pretty cool, right?
It is.
All right, tomorrow morning, the smoke starts at the Vatican.
Oh,
it's going to be black. Going to be black smoke. Got to pick a pope.
Got to pick a pope.
Pick a pope. It's pick a pope time.
Yeah, it is pick a pope.
Yeah, and then it turns white after they pick a pope, right?
Do you know a long, long time ago, you couldn't really bet on who's going to be the pope, but now you can?
You can?
Yeah.
I'm going to put money down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that Tatis guy.
My guy moved to fourth place.
He did?
Nice. Yeah.
I think I'm in second, aren't
Zappos
I?
Zappos or whatever. Yeah, your guy's in second.
Nobody really knows, though, because when those Cardinals get together, they're so unpredictable. I've always said that.
You have every
Cardinals
time.
Are so unpredictable.
I mean, weren't you just telling me that last year? You were like, oh, my God, Cardinals. And I was like, what? And you're like, so unpredictable.
They're so unpredictable. I say it to everybody.
Everybody, yeah.
So we have no idea. So if you want to wager on this thing, go in. And I think you can only do it in the U.K.
Yeah, I don't think it's legal here.
I don't think it's legal in the U.S.
It does feel wrong all the way around. Yeah, it feels really wrong. Hey, I'm looking at the pinpoint weather alert day thing on Fox 31.
Yeah.
And it is snowing like a son of a bitch on I-70.
Yeah.
I mean, it is coming down. That poor girl is live, and she is just getting pummeled by snow.
Yes.
She is getting pummeled.
Is she at the tunnel?
Yeah, she's right at the tunnel.
It looks like they have at least 6-7 inches on the ground. Aren't they supposed to get like 2 to 3 feet?
They are. Yeah. Woo! So it is coming down. I mean, they predicted all this, so I just want you to know it's happening.
We have rain in the metro.
We do.
We're seeing the windshield wipers this morning from the studio, so we know that it's raining, and it's supposed to rain all day today. Heavy rain later on this afternoon.
So I'm so annoying in the studio, you guys. Not you guys.
You can say that again.
You are really bitchy today, and I don't like you today.
I'm not bitchy. I'm just saying that you are a little annoying today.
I didn't get any sleep. Can you believe my wife? She stayed up all night and made me stay up all night long. Oh, my God.
I feel like I'm doing pretty good for no sleep,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, you are. All right, anyway, so here's the thing. I kept giving Carson and BJ are in the studio, so I kept giving them updates on how far apart the people put their windshield wipers on. At one point, we're at 9 seconds, right, for the delay for the windshield wiper. Mm-hmm. Then I was like, five! And they're like, what are you yelling five? And I was like, I count 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 windshield wiper. Boom! Now we're at full speed.
Full speed now?
Full speed. They're at full speed. Yep, they're not on delay. What do you call that in windshield wiper world?
Intermittent.
Oh, that is the word I needed.
Yeah!
God damn it!
Am I not the vocabulary boy?
Man!
Vocabulary boy. What the hell was that?
Yeah,
no, intermittent. Yeah. I guess yeah. You're what is that called? Setting.
Yep, intermittent setting.
The intermittent yeah. setting.
So I've yeah. been yelling out times, and man, they are over me.
All right, I got something I want to play for you, okay?
Why are you shaking your head?
Scrolling through the videos, I want to play this scammer, okay? Because this is absolutely just repulsive, okay? The guy's in a wheelchair. And he pretends his hands are all like mangled up like this and his voice and everything. And he goes out and he says he makes $100,000 a year and it's all a scam. And then he talks about it with a reporter on TV and laughs about it.
So he can walk and talk.
Oh, he's fine. The guy is fine. He's just a schmuck. But this first clip is him being that guy that's out there looking for money.
Chances are you've seen him.
Try to do restaurant.
Sympathized with his wheelchair, his drawn hands, his story ripped at your heart.
Damn, give me money. And to get some eat.
Lexington police say he's taken his act on tour of the city to places like the Lansdowne Shops, Hamburg, and the Zandale Corridor of Nicholasville Road. We busted this bogus beggar right outside the police department just minutes after a press conference about it.
Now they're going to interview him, okay? You know what this reminds me of? Whatever happened to all those violinists around town? Were they outlawed?
You know what? They are. I saw one the other day.
Yeah. Are they back?
Yeah, and I just looked at him, and I actually took a picture of him, and I posted it, and I said, you understand, don't you, that we are all onto you 3 years ago.
What a great scam. I admire that, though. Yeah. I do. All right, here's the guy now being interviewed after this lady is busting him.
I appreciate you guys busting me. Yeah, I'm really good at it, really good. I clear about $100,000 a year doing this.
$100,000 a year?
Yeah, about 60 to 100. My bead boy, I'm just playing. I got to go, y'all. I got to make some money.
He was back at it again.
Wow, that's cash.
No taxes.
So messed up, though. Karma's going to hit him hard.
Oh, my
Isn't
God.
Isn't that terrible?
It is terrible. Yeah. Wow.
He's got the wheel. You got to see the video. He's got the wheelchair. I mean, he puts out a good act. I mean, I'd give the guy money.
Yeah, I probably would, too. I'd probably feel bad for him.
Back to the violinists. They were everywhere at one time. I mean, they were everywhere. But now it seems like they've cleaned up the streets with them and told them to take their damn speakers and hit the road.
So I was on the phone, so I couldn't go into Lowe's yet. So I was on the phone. And so I watched him. Not one person gave him any money.
Really?
And he finally just folded up and went home because he was just like, I can't. Because, you know, here's what I thought in my head. While I was on the hold, I was watching him. I was like, I bet you somebody sold him this scam. Meaning, they said, "Hey, Larry, listen, I've been doing real well with this, but I got to move on now. And here's the violin, the speaker, everything.
Yeah.
You know, for $250." And he's like, "Really? I'll take it." And then he's standing out there going, "Wait, he promised me that I would make money."
Yeah, you'll make this in one day. $250.
So wait, so you're saying that people sold their homeless violin kit?
Yes. Because he looked like he was shocked that nobody was giving him money.
It's a scam package.
I will tell you, I admire that. It's one of the best scams I've ever seen. Because when that thing first started, we all bought into it, man. Yeah. We were dropping money in the bucket. Because they would get out there. I know the one that I had in my neighborhood, they were out there and they were good. They had the motion down, you know. It's like good lip syncing.
Yeah.
Only they're doing it with a violin. And then they'd have the little children with them. And it was, you know, gut-wrenching.
Yeah,
so you'd go
we're
give
all
money
on to him now, and it's, that's past. It's over.
I love it.
Yeah, I love it.
BJ and Jamie.
There we go. The rain is coming down. It's going to rain all day today, probably into tomorrow. So it's going to be nice and wet. Let's see, another chance at Benson Boone this afternoon at 4 with the Slacker Show. I want to remind you of that. And, oh, no, there was something else. Oh, it's Mother's Day week. Don't forget. And I looked to the extended forecast.
Yep.
Sunny and 80.
Nice. For
beautiful
Sunday.
For Sunday. Nice. So in case you've not looked ahead, did it for you. And it's going to be absolutely gorgeous.
Have we planned anything, sir?
Well, my wife mentioned this morning, because she rode over with me this morning, uh-huh, because she had to go to the airport. And she mentioned maybe a little park picnic, a picnic in the park.
A picnic in the park, nice.
Yeah, a little picnic.
Okay. Yeah.
So we might do that. It's going to be a beautiful day, so that's why I was looking at the weather. But as far as gifts go, I'm pretty much stuck with what I told you.
Oh, did you get it yet?
No, I haven't. I'm in bed. Well, it's NBA playoffs right now.
Oh, I get it.
I can't go out shopping for what's it called? A purse trinket?
It's not
no,
called,
a purse it, trinket.
It's a purse trinket. It's a charm. It's a little charm thing. Yeah.
But nevertheless, as soon as I get a break in the playoffs, I'll go out there and get it.
Get a purse trinket?
Yep. And then a picnic in the park.
Nice.
Looking good.
Are you going to use one? So I have one of those fancy baskets, right? That has the plates in it and the cups and the silverware and everything.
It's a whole set.
It is a whole thing. Who uses those?
Never.
Right?
Never.
It's never even, like, I got it one time for a gift. I forgot who, it was like a promotion or something. Somebody sent it to me. Anyway, and I got it, and I think it's really amazing. Like, it's really classy, and I want to be the classy picnic person, right?
Yeah.
But I look at it, and I go, come on, who's going to actually do this?
I think I'd be embarrassed if I popped that thing open in the park. Hey, look at old fancy boy over there.
Well, not only that, but the basket has so much stuff in it. There's no room for actual food.
Everywhere I couldn't fit it all back together they did.
Exactly.
And it's got that napkin that you stick down your shirt. Yeah. You know, it's got that the checkerboard. Right?
Yeah.
Mine does. Yeah. I don't know where my kit is, but I think I'd be embarrassed to whip that out. Because everybody down at the park, if you're going to be down there for lunch, everybody's got paper plates and solo cups.
Yeah, right.
And here I come with my fancy little basket.
Well, everybody just brings a cooler, you're right. Nobody brings a basket, but like, you know, you saw it in the movies, you see it in these like you know, Hallmark movies and stuff. Like, it's a dream for you know, some guy to have a piece of French bread hanging out the side and like
a baguette,
you know, a baguette, thank you, and a bottle of wine and all that. That would be amazing, but it is not reality.
Yeah, I think you have to do that on a solo beach or somewhere. I don't think you could do it in front of other people.
I just don't think you do it. You bring a cooler, that's it, right?
Well, I could see you popping that out maybe if you're solo somewhere, if you're by yourself and nobody spots you.
Wait, it's a place you're trying to for impress. Eight people.
Yeah. Mine's for four. You must have the double.
I got the big set.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
All right, so what is this? Silly or stupid or what is this survey?
I read all these different science things, right? I get all the, like, that's my algorithm is science crap, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, here's the thing. They came out with another way that tells you if you're ill.
If I'm going to die early?
If you're going to die early,
oh,
yep.
Great.
If you have something going on, it's basically to test your neuromuscular health. It'll also give you signals of other ailments, including MS, diabetes, Alzheimer's, things like that.
I think I'm pretty good. Okay. I really do. So hopefully this doesn't give me bad news, but I feel like I'm on a good path.
Okay, so, all right, well, let's see. All
okay.
Right, hold on.
All
right. This is going to take a minute, folks, so I apologize for because I didn't know we were going to go right to it, but that's on me. Let's see here. I'm trying to find. Do you have a timer? Can you get a timer on your phone fast?
Yeah, okay, timer.
All right, so stand up.
I got to stand up?
Yeah, stand up.
Oh, this requires physical?
Yeah.
Movement?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't sign up for that.
We said you're pretty good.
I thought it was questions.
Now, take your hands away from the desk, okay, the board. All right, are ready? And now what you need to do is stand on one foot with your eyes closed for 10 seconds.
I'm doing it right.
Oh. Hold on.
You didn't even make it a second.
Oh, that's hard. That's hard, too.
3 seconds.
3 seconds.
Uh-oh, you're going to die.
One more time. Right. One more time. Okay. You ready?
Okay.
Here you go.
Close your eyes. Oh, there you go.
Four seconds.
Four seconds. Better.
You're getting better.
Yeah.
That's hard to do.
I think you have diabetes or MS.
Can you do that?
I'm not going to try. I had cocktails yesterday.
Yeah. I feel like I had cocktails yesterday. And I did.
Yesterday was Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah. This is a bad test the day after Cinco de Mayo.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. But you got up to 4 seconds. But right. It says right, so. It's so your neuromuscular health is horrible. And so you might have MS, diabetes, cancer, or Alzheimer's. Oh. So good luck with that.
What am I going to do now? Spin the wheel? Oh, look here. Alzheimer's. Oh, that's not so bad. Could have been worse.
Yeah, right?
Pick your disease.
Is that the only test?
That was it.
That's it?
That's it. You failed miserably.
You know what? I'm going to be doing this all day.
I know. So it's 10 seconds, you guys, and you have to stand on one foot and close your eyes.
It's hard to do. Now, standing on your one foot with your eyes open.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Easy. I can do that all day.
It's the eyes.
All day.
Right.
30 seconds, maybe.
But the eyes closed. That's
but you close your eyes, it changes everything.
Yeah, I know. Because like when you're, when you're on a balance beam, for example, you always have to find a point like it's the end of the beam.
Yeah.
So you always stare at the end of the beam so you don't fall off, right? Like that's, so that's, I think that closing your eyes all of a sudden changes everything.
I got one that my son found. He's scrolling through my phone and he finds all these little videos that are on the feed that we have.
And boobs.
Yeah. Well, no, there's no boobs. It's got parental control on it. But he found this one, and I'm perplexed by it because you stand, you put your hand on the wall like this. Have you seen this one?
Is this where the other hand gets longer?
No. Oh, okay. No. All you do is put your hand against the wall like this. You take it down. You scratch your elbow, rub your elbow, do it again, and you can't touch the wall.
Right. That meant shorter. Yes.
What?
I've seen it.
Is that wild? All right.
It
let me show
so
you.
Weird.
And Jamie, you do the play-by-play. For
okay.
Me.
All right. So we got a little fat man standing up against the wall. And he's got his hand flat against the wall, and he's leaning up against it. He scratches his elbow, and now watch. He can't reach the wall.
What?
I've seen this all over TikTok.
It's all over the place.
It's so weird.
It's bizarre.
It is.
I think
I mean, look,
that's crazy.
I think it's the lean. I think after you scratch your
right,
arm, you're at a different angle.
Yeah.
Let me try it again.
Because you move your body.
Yes. So we got a little fat guy again. And he's standing up against the wall.
And he's scratching.
He's really itching. Oh, I don't know. So weird.
It doesn't look like you move that much, but I feel like that's what
I feel
is.
Like
you,
it's the lean.
Yeah. Frog.
The adjustment.
Does this all day long. Dad. My arms keep getting shorter. Son, I don't know what it is. Optical illusion. I don't know. Your arms are not getting smaller.
He needs to be careful, though. Soon he'll just have T-Rex arms.
I know, right?
Alligator.
You got to tell him that. Dude, if you keep doing that, you're not
going to have alligator arms. You got to stop. You're going to get alligator arms. Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. The rain is coming down.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show from the beautiful Belco Studios. And we're available on the Odyssey app, which is a free app for your phone. And you can get us there with the podcast later on after the show after 10 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, you sure can. By the way, somebody told me something completely crushing yesterday.
What's that?
This guy told me something completely crushing. He said, yeah, that guy just doesn't care about you at all.
Oh.
What was going on?
Okay, I'll tell you.
Oh, you were just dying to tell me, weren't you?
I was like not going to give him time on the
air.
Okay, so
wait a minute.
Okay.
So yesterday when you went out,
yeah, I asked a guy his opinion about the situation.
Was he with you?
Who?
The guy.
He was at our table. And okay. So I said, hey, this is something that's going on in my life. What's your opinion about this situation that's going on in my life? And this guy at our table said, yeah, that guy does not even care about you at all. So let me tell you the story, okay?
Okay. Wow.
All right. So they remember Chewy?
Yes.
Yes.
You don't?
Yeah, well, yeah. I've never met Chewy, yeah, right, but right. I remember the talk incident. About it.
The guy that had Chew in his mouth?
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, so I saw him again for, I haven't seen him forever, and we hugged, everything was cool, blah, 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 talked, whatever, and then he wrote me a text. He's like, it was great to see you again, all this stuff.
Seemed mutual.
Yeah, we squashed any kind of beef we had.
Yeah, I remember
everything's
that.
Really good, everything's fine. So then I said, hey, if you want, I'm going to go out to the cabin on Sunday, and I just got some stuff to do, blah, blah, blah. If you want to come out and meet me, and you, because he's a big outdoor dude. And I said, if you want to go fly fishing, you're more than welcome, whatever. He's like, oh my God, that sounds great. All right, cool. Yeah, what time are you going? Whatever. And I said, I'm going to go at 1. And he's like, cool. Well, then at like 10 o'clock on Saturday, I was like, you know, I have so much. Remember when I told you I got all that stuff done? Over the weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was so proud of myself.
Yeah.
Well, I have like bills due. I have like stuff to do. I'm going out of town. And I said, you know what? I'm feeling kind of overwhelmed. And so I'm just going to cancel. So I'm not going to go out there tomorrow. But here's the gate code. You can go ahead and go out there and go fishing if you want. You know, I'm so sorry. I'm just overwhelmed. I need to get stuff done.
Gotcha. Okay.
Still very kind.
That's a very easy bail. Yeah,
right?
Because you needed to.
I needed
to. There's a lot going on. Yeah.
I said,
gotcha.
I'm going out of town and all this stuff. And I said, here's the code. And I hope you, and I wrote, hope you catch something. You know, that's it. Nothing. Nothing.
No, thank you.
Not even like a thumbs up.
Nothing.
No.
Nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
Hope you get your job or get your deeds done.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing. Absolutely. Okay. And this is 10 o'clock
now,
Saturday.
Are you angry about that?
I think it's a little rude.
Yeah, but I could see on a text where, you know, somebody's got to end it, okay? So
end it?
Yeah, in the text feed. Somebody's got to do the last one. So I think if I got it back, like, okay, you can go out there, you can do whatever, here's the gate code. Maybe I write back, maybe
you're
I
right.
don't, I
yeah,
don't know.
Right. Oh, cool, thanks.
No, she's offering you her cabin, even though she's not going to be there. So I feel like you have to acknowledge that.
So my thought was he was pouting because I canceled. Because he's a little cocky, to be honest with you. And so I...
Well, see, you know the situation better
yeah.
than we do.
So,
may not be
right.
kosher.
So
yeah.
I thought, well,
I get it.
He's being a little cocky. I mean, not cocky. He's being like, he's like pathetic a little bit. Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I dare you to stand me up.
I can't believe
yeah.
that.
You
good,
know what? I took
talk
time
to
out of my day yeah. to join you out there.
Yeah.
You cancel.
And you cancel at
that.
10 o'clock on
yeah.
a Saturday night.
See, I
like,
didn't
not
put that
cool.
in the equation.
Right.
Yeah.
So, 10 o'clock on a Saturday night when I already, maybe he already bought like stuff for his cooler. I don't know because I said like we need food, drink, blah, blah, blah. So maybe he already had stuff. I don't know. Maybe he put some flies on his string. I don't know because some men get really excited about that, getting all their equipment
he
together.
He was already in his fishing gear.
No.
Ready.
Yeah. Yeah.
He'd already pictured you in a thong.
Ew.
In
by
my the
waders?
In your thong and your waders.
Yeah.
Out there and possibly laying on, you know, one of those air mattresses or something that he's got tied to the shore.
Okay, this is not. It,
see,
this
that's
is
what
I didn't
he's looking
talk
for.
About,
he's
I,
already dreamt of all this stuff.
He listens to this show.
And then you turned him down.
He listens to this show. No, I was
Am I
thinking,
going overboard
yeah,
on this?
Yeah, kind of. I was thinking it was a guy thing because you guys really do get excited about your equipment, especially when it comes to fly
yeah,
fishing.
Yeah, we love our equipment. Woo, Lordy. And your equipment, too. We love all equipment.
Why?
We're big equipment people, aren't we, Spadell?
Huge equipment
Woo!
People.
We love
yeah,
equipment.
Massive.
No, you know, like Micah, our general manager, you know how like before he goes hunting, he like lays out all his hunting
gear? Oh,
gear,
he lives
like,
for it.
I don't
right?
like his equipment. just in case you're asking, if it's a follow-up question, how you feel about his equipment?
Oh,
I don't really care
God.
For his. I only care about my equipment. And maybe yours.
Can I just finish?
I feel like we are.
So anyway,
so,
this guy came up to our table. He ended up sitting with us last night for Cinco de Mayo or whatever. And so I told that story because my friend Tay is like, that is just so weird. I'm like, I know, but I think he's pouting or whatever. And then the guy friend goes, No, he's not pouting. He just doesn't care about you at all.
Whoa.
You know what that's like to hear?
That's worst case scenario right there.
I disagree with that.
Oh, thank you.
If he didn't care about you at all, yeah. All's a big word, by the way, because there's a lot of things in that all.
Yeah.
He would have never said in the first place that he would have gone.
Yeah.
So that makes no sense to me. Now, is he out for one thing?
No, yeah.
Okay. No. Now we can talk. All right.
No,
now it makes sense. No, but not that he doesn't care at all.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I kind of saw the at all point because, like, you would bother to go, oh, cool. And thanks. Thanks for letting me use your property to go fly fishing.
You would respond if you wanted an angle.
Yeah. Or, like, you would, like, send a picture that you caught a big trout. Or up your big trout.
I'm confused. You would respond if what? If you wanted an end all. If you wanted to.
If you're saying what he was really interested in, that's what he was going out to the cabin for, yeah. Then you would respond. Because you don't want that to go away. Like, you don't want that option to go away.
He just got turned down.
Because you'd be like, hey, well, then what about Monday?
Exactly. there's a future down the road to where it could pop back up again.
I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't buy
all
that.
All I know is he has ghosted me since Saturday at 10. Nothing. Yeah. Like, not even a peep.
Yeah.
And then when that guy was just like did the, he doesn't care about you at all. Yeah. I was like,
you think he's okay?
I'm sure he's fine.
He'll be all right. Right.
Yeah,
he'll get
over
it.
Yeah, it's fine.
I take it he never went out there.
Who knows?
Have no idea.
He might be dead out there.
He might be out there.
He might have drowned.
No, he could be out there because you gave him the code and you never heard back from him and you weren't there. So.
And he knows how to get in the house and stuff. Maybe he's just living out there. I don't know.
He's a squatter now.
Yeah, right?
Chewy the Squatter. That's his new name, right?
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.